Good evening, I'm John Baker and here is the RTL Today News, Sports and Weather at 6 o'clock on Friday the 21st of November. At a press briefing this afternoon, Prime Minister Luke Frieden announced that the Minister of Labour has been instructed by the Government Council to contact the management of Amazon Luxembourg and urge them to adopt a plan for maintaining employment. Georges Michaud is said to have expressed the desire to avoid a social plan at the Luxembourg location of the US-American internet giant. The Court of Auditors has given its opinion on the latest budget draft and suggested that Luxembourg needs to rethink its tax policy and move away from revenues mainly made up of tobacco and alcohol consumption, and has advocated for something more like a sugar tax. It has also said that it is concerned that the budget only finances 2% towards defence, and this rate should increase to at least 5% by 2035. Prosecutors have recommended life imprisonment for the defendant who is accused of killing his former partner in Diekirch 3 years ago. During the investigation, the defendant blamed his nephew, who had entered into a sham marriage with the victim, for the murder. However, during the trial, it emerged that the defendant had stabbed the woman to death out of jealousy after she had begun a relationship with someone else, and then he and his nephew dismembered the victim's body in her basement before disposing of it in various locations. In international news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reacted to the 28-point plan of the United States, which was calling for an almost complete capitulation to the nation of Russia, by saying his choice was either 28 difficult points or the most difficult winter. He did not want to betray his country and also announced that he would propose alternatives to the US plan and work in peace with all partners. And finally, New York's incoming mayor, Zoran Mamdani, will today meet with US President Donald Trump at the White House following an exchange of barbs that has seized national attention. Mamdani, a 34-year-old political insurgent who came from nowhere to win leadership of America's biggest city, has said that he was ready for whatever happens. In sports, the draw for the quarterfinals of the Coupe de Luxembourg has thrown up some great matchups as defending champions and current leaders of the national championship Differdange face UNA Strassen, currently in second place. The other highlights include Bissen against Munaref, Racing against Kanak, and Mamer versus Roosport. And finally, the first day of the eagerly awaited Ashes test exceeded all expectations with three sessions of huge excitement, where 19 wickets fell. Mitchell Starc took 7 as England were bowled out for 172, before they in turn bowled excellently, with Ben Stokes taking 5 wickets and reducing Australia to 123 for 9 at stumps. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
As we head into the evening proper, the temperature is dropping fairly quickly and we are currently at 1 degree, which feels more like -3. The sky is clear and that temperature will drop further overnight, where we could reach a low of -3 to -5.